Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Gudda Feta story is really significant. I think it's significant for lots of reasons. And one of them is to go back to where we came in on all of this, which is to say that sometimes the story is bigger than the actual event. The story is the thing. And this is the whole point of a lot of what we talk about, is the kind of, if you like, the creation of narratives and myths and legends and so on. Anyway, Gudda Feta, let's get to the basics first. It's 1970, and it's the second leg of a Copa del Rey game. Real Madrid have won 2-0 in the first leg, and in the second leg, Barcelona are 1-0 up. They're 1-0 up, and they are dominating Real Madrid, according to... And I spoke to three or four players who played in this game, completely dominating Real Madrid, and they get a chance to get a penalty. They don't get a chance to get a penalty. Sorry, Real Madrid break away. Barcelona have got Real Madrid box in their area. Real Madrid break away, go up the other end, and Velázquez is running through, and Joaquim Rife takes him down. He takes him down outside the penalty area, but Gudda Feta, who's running up behind, because of course this is a break, gives them a penalty. He falls into the area, and he gives them a penalty. Eladio applauses sarcastically, gets sent off, and Real Madrid score the penalty, and that ruins any chances that Barcelona have of going through. Now, obviously, There are a whole load of other things that come off the back of it. But the basic mechanics are, he got this wrong. In fact, I remember talking to Thocko, and I've forgotten this line. I quite like this. Thocko said, yeah, the referee, he put his foot in it right down to the liver. You know, you imagine this idea of putting a foot in a throat, and it goes all the way down to the bottom. And at the end of the game, and Fuste, who played for Barcelona at the time, José María Fuste, was incredibly funny and very kind of, he's got a lovely line in sort of dismissive sort of exasperation. He said at the end of the game, he was talking to Gudda Feta, and Gudda Feta said, I didn't think I made any mistakes. And he says, coyons, you did. And I was, yes, you effing did. Barcelona. Some of Barcelona's players threatened to walk off the pitch. Vic Buckingham, who's the English manager of Barcelona at the time, has to push them back on. The fans go absolutely wild. They start throwing the seat cushions on the pitch. According to the referee's report, there are 30,000 seat cushions thrown on the pitch at the end.
You don't get enough cushion throwing in Spanish football these days. That's one thing that we've lost, without question.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? What happened to all the cushions?
I wonder if this happened because they started charging for them and people aren't prepared to pay for them anymore in stadiums. And that, by the way, is
if you paid for it, you want to hang on to it. You won't throw that away.
That's a lovely rincón cultural, by the way, isn't it? The seat cushion thing at Spanish football stadiums. Anyway, so at the final whistle, in fact, it's not even the final whistle because he blows the whistle 5 minutes early at the end of the game because he thinks, let's just get out of here. There's a pitch invasion. According to the police reports, 69 seats ripped out, 169 seats broken, 5 benches burned, 11 broken windows.
That's a full-on riot. Yeah, that we're talking about here. It is. That's serious, like, public disorder. This is not an everyday occurrence, even in the mad world of Spanish football.
I remember a couple of years ago, Sporting against Oviedo derby in Asturias, and there was a big deal made of a video. There was a video of one of the toilet doors in the toilets in the away section had been broken. And everyone said this was disgraceful.
Like,
small fry compared to this.
I mean, which it is. Amancio, it is unacceptable. We don't condone that kind of behaviour.
Well, except we don't know how that door was broken. I mean,
have you been to the Vallecas lately?
It was broken by the wild Oviedo fans, Sydney.
Yes, one door slightly off its hinge. Yes. And this is... anyway, so you had the Real Madrid team locked in their dressing room for 2 hours after the game, unable to get out. Gudda Feta and his linesman spent the night in a police cell for their own protection. And then after that, it was the fallout that really made this massive. It was that was what made it so significant.
Okay, what was the fallout then?
Because Gudda Feta got... Well, I mean, this is the thing. Gudda Feta didn't referee again for 6 months. Barcelona went crazy. There were accusations of bias, of possible crookedness. And by the way, this is maybe an aside, or maybe not so much an aside. Maybe this is a central point. Gudda Feta it, according to Anderlecht, they later admitted that they paid him £1 million to beat Nottingham Forest in the 1984 UEFA Cup. Now, at this point, Gudetti was dead, so he couldn't defend himself. He died in a car crash. And so you have this situation which obviously later on, there is a belief that, well, actually, this isn't a guy that was uncorruptible. He could well be corruptible. And I don't know about you, but it makes me laugh enormously that Marker's award for the best referee at the end of each season is called the Gudetti.
Is it? I didn't know that.
It's like giving the Jack the Ripper Award for best... actually, let's not follow this metaphor all the way to the end. But it's just bizarre.
But what was the actual... This is sliding doors, right? So if this hadn't have happened...
I guess in terms of sliding doors, the question is, what does this incident play a pivotal role in kind of the culture... Yes. Of refereeing exactly conspiracies that has grown, that we've talked about very recently, in fact, on the podcast, and has become kind of a fundamental part of Spanish football.